I'm Tony Daner. It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. We are coming to you live from our Cedar Falls studios. Tonight, our guest, Elizabeth Moen. Elizabeth Moen, live on IPR Studio One. Elizabeth, great to have you with us tonight. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We've had you on Studio One Underground and on IPR's Java Blend. This is your first time in Cedar Falls.
Yes.
And and you brought the crowd with you. That's fantastic.
I see some family, some friends, also people I don't know, but that's also really cool. Yeah, we're very glad to be here.
And before we get any further, let's meet these terrific musicians you brought with you.
Yeah, so we have Dan Padley over on the guitar, and then we have Blake Shaw over on bass. And then we were going to have Justin LaDuke, our drummer, play with us, but he unfortunately is sick today. So he is probably listening. Hello, Justin. We wish you were here, but we want you to feel better. So
next time, Justin.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, Justin, he's one of the best drummers around. He's also in a band called Jack Lyon. They're like a jazz electronic ambient band, and then he also plays this with us. So he's pretty, he has a wide array of genres and talents. It's pretty cool. So yeah, there's the four of us, but three of us today.
All right.
But that's okay.
So you're in the middle of a pretty busy year, to kind of put it mildly, and not the least of which, coming up soon, you've got the new record coming out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have it's our first LP, so it's our first full-length record, and we're releasing that actually this Saturday, May 13th, and we're going to have a big record release show for that down in Iowa City, where we all are based out of. And that'll be a lot of fun, but it's also, it'll be available on my website as well, for purchase. But yeah, no, this record is pretty exciting because it is our first record. Not only is it full length, but it's also on vinyl, and Long Play Records through Flat Black Studios helped us do that. So it's just really cool to actually, I mean, CDs and digital, it's great, but it was really cool getting my test press and like actually getting to hold your music. You know, it's cool holding a CD, but it's different like holding a big vinyl in front of you and being like, whoa, that's that. You can see the grooves, you know, like you can actually really see the music. So yeah, it's exciting. We have a lot of shows coming up to promote that and play all that new music. Yeah, it's got a lot of shows. I think in the next, you know, couple months, whether it's full band, duos, or just solo, we've got, you know, upwards of 30 shows in the next few months. So it's fun. I mean, that's what we want to do. We have fun doing it, and we hope that, you know, we create an environment where people are having fun as well. So
we'll talk a little more about some of those other dates coming up. For now, if people want to find out, yeah, can they go to your website and find those dates?
Yes. So we do have, so the music's on there, the merch, the tour dates, everything's on there. And it's elizabethmowen.com. No www. Don't know why, but we don't have that. And that's okay. But if you do put in those three W's, you will not find us. It's just a heads up, I guess.
Let's get back to the music. It's Elizabeth Mowen live on IPR Studio One.
something I did it, or was it always on your mind? Ain't nothing to do. Thinking about you. thing you don't sleep next to me. I just thrash and stare at the wall beneath. I set aside my pride on the bedside table. This drink in my falling and able. It's 4 a.m. I don't know what to do. Either way, you should know. I'm only thinking about, only thinking about.
This guitar a year ago, and I just now finally changed the strings. These strings, these new strings are always wanting to go a little out of tune. So I apologize for having to change or retune my guitar so often. I used to just not do it. But now, you know, don't worry, Blake, I'm doing it now.
Take it.
Elizabeth Moen playing live in our Cedar Falls studios on IPR Studio One. Songs from the new album, That's All I Wanted. I know because I just looked. I don't think we talked about it earlier, but yeah, it is sitting over there. And there are some great Iowa musicians that make guest appearances on this album. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Anna Libera, who's a good friend of mine, which we actually met through the Iowa Music Project last summer. We were both like, you want to be on my record and I'll be on your record? And I'm like, yeah, let's be friends. So now we're friends, and she does all the harmonies on the record. And then William Elliott Whitmore, who actually is a part of Long Play Records, who helped me get this record out there. He also does a duet with me on the record, which is a lot of fun. And then Dana T., he has his own band. It's like kind of like what is it? Like experimental jazz, Blake?
It's funky.
Yeah, it's really cool. And he does some stuff on there. Yeah, there's just a lot of great artists on this record. And then actually one of the songs that we're going to play, the song we're going to play next is called Catch You. And we have Andrew Poppin, who is also, he's the trumpet player in the Maytags. He does trumpet on the recorded version. And actually my friend, Joshua Delanois, he's a local guy in Iowa City. He recently made a music video for us for that song. It's just really great. And then another one of my good friends, Austin, he's the one who did all of our like graphic design stuff for the record itself and for our EP last year. He did that too. So just not only a lot of Iowa musicians, but a lot of local Iowa City people getting involved with the other aspects of the music business that are very necessary and fun. Just really lucky that there's a lot more talent in Iowa than people think there is.
I would agree with that.
I don't know.
And also something we want to talk about. You've already toured Europe this year. And you played at the Mission Creek Festival with Bridget Kearney.
Yes. Right? So we, Blake and I had the pleasure of opening for Lake Street Dive, which is her other band, over at the Englert last summer or fall? Close, one of those seasons last year. And that was a lot of fun. And it was really great to hear, you know, her, you know, she's from Iowa too. She's from Iowa City, and it's fun to see her getting out there and, you know, doing stuff.
Bridget and I were jazz camp rivals back in the day.
They both, yeah.
So we hate each other.
No, they don't. They are friends. So then I graduated from the University of Iowa in December. And then after that, I went over to Europe and did a solo tour in February and March. And then I came back, and then we did Mission Creek, which is a lot of fun. We finished the record in January, and it takes a lot of time to actually get it pressed on vinyl. And I didn't have school anymore, and I actually sublet my place, and so I didn't have a place to stay. So I was like, well, let's go to Europe. So that's what I did.
Very creative solution.
Yeah, right? Thanks. It was fun to go over there and do solo stuff and kind of make new friends and meet other musicians and meet people who book shows over there, so that way next time hopefully the guys can come with and there'll be more people who will remember, and they'll be like, oh yeah, let's go see that girl, but she's playing with other people, it'll be so much fun.
Speaking of upcoming dates, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. Speaking of music festivals, you're doing 8035 and Camp Euphoria this year.
Yeah, so we have the pleasure of playing two of our favorite Iowa festivals this summer, which will be a lot of fun. We're also doing the North Iowa Small Stage Festival too, which is up in, I think, Mason City. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. So just in the next few months, we have a lot of kind of smaller shows, like doing like an, up until July, and then July we get to play these festivals, and then in the fall we hope to just work on even more new music and just keep on doing what we're doing. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, let's get back to music. It's Elizabeth Moen on IPR Studio One.
Like I said, you can. We have a music video out there for this song on YouTube. It's called Catch You. Expect you to want me or to need me anymore. Not when someone that you've always wanted is knocking at your door. Well, I understand it's not what you had in store. The way that you hold me and speak to me has changed. Your feelings have been tossed up, laid out, and painfully rearranged. Well, I understand why you're
So Dan and I are in a lot of projects together. Should check them out. Not very good about talking about other people, just myself, so.
Well, we should talk about Blake, because not only are we doing a lot of shows this week and releasing a record together, but it was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, God, who cares?
I care, Blake. I care about you and that you were born. So we had a show last night, and we were able to celebrate his birthday. And then also, Saturday, our record release, in the afternoon, he's getting his master's degree from the University of Iowa.
Thanks.
This is a big week. So it's fun that, you know, we, amidst all this music, there's you know, we have this record, but there's also a lot of other fun stuff to celebrate, which is why I like this time of year. Everyone's just relieved and happy and... The weather's nice for a few days here in Iowa. It's pretty great. This next song is called Weary Bones, and it will also be on this upcoming record. Thank you.
That's Elizabeth Moen live on IPR Studio One. Elizabeth, it's been a great night of music. Thank you so much for being here. And thanks to Blake and Dan. I got your names right. Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. we've got time for one more. Before we get to that, I want to thank Sean Pollitt for running sound for us tonight. Sounds great. Thanks also to IPR's Chris Fenton, Mark Simmet, and Al Scherz for making this all happen. Thanks to IPR's Sydney Hauer for taking some pictures during the show. Please say hi to her afterward. And thanks to our audience for being here. This is great. Love having you guys here. One more time, it's Elizabeth Moen on IPR's Studio One.
Once again, thank you for having us tonight. It means a lot. I just want to point out that my first live show I ever attended was actually in this room when I was very young. With my grandparents who are here today. So that's very special I never thought I would be doing this, but I'm very, very thankful that I am. And I get to do it because I have very supportive family and friends and musicians that I play with. And also a very supportive community, the Iowa City community, but just the Iowa community in general is very supportive of local music. And I appreciate that a lot. So thank you everyone in the audience for being here, and thank you everyone for listening to IPR tonight. We can't do it without you guys. So thank you. Oh, and thank you to Flat Black Studios for helping us make this record. All right, this song is called Tell Me When. Take yours, you've taken all mine. Word for word, is it on your tongue? Or where are we when it's said and done? Tell me when you're drinking, who you gonna call? And tell me when you're dreaming, do you see me at all? Tell me when you're sober, whose name's in your head? And tell me when you're lonely, who do wasn't worth the fight. You can't take back what you say tonight. Truth for truth, as we say it all, the walls of lies begin to fall. So time for time, what we choose, some will get.
gently. Don't feed me lies. No, no.
Thank you so much.